Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 29th of September 2016. It is my 295th Word for Word show. We are in the Ezra / Nehemiah series. Nehemiah occurred between chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Ezra. Ezra wrote the whole thing. It was originally one book. And the Pope Jerome separated them. More tampering by the Catholic Church. Well, we will be beginning in chapter 7 of Nehemiah today. This is Nehemiah appointing rulers. Nehemiah was governor of Jerusalem at that point. And we'll take off from here, verse 1 of chapter 7. Now it came to pass when the wall was rebuilt, I had set up the doors and the gatekeepers, and the singers and the Lewium were appointed. I gave my brother Kanani and Kanania, the captain of the fortress, gave charge to Kanani, my brother, and Kanania, the captain of the fortress. That means command over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man, that means true, and feared or held in awe Elohim above many. Now we're going to get into a list of returning exiles. These people were trickling in gradually. It took them a while to get from Babel, which had been conquered, back to Jerusalem. Is a long journey on foot. Verse 3. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and hold them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his guard post, and every one in front of his house, because they were threatened by these invaders. All these enemies of Israel had been threatening them. Well, he's not going to have any of that. He's got the gates up, and they're all new and strong. He's got the wall up. And this upset all these ites that were living around him. Okay. Well, ain't that just too bad? Now, the King, in verse 4, now the city was large, okay? They put in large, but literally it means wide of hand in the Hebrew. and great, but the people were few. In other words, that they were repopulating Jerusalem gradually. The people were few in it. I've got to cough just a second. Oh, that's okay. The people were few in it, and the houses were not rebuilt. Okay, now what does that mean? Nebuchadnezzar burned all of Jerusalem. Why? Because the people were in apostasy, and they were worshiping idols on the roofs of their houses. They had flat roofs, and they had idols set up on the flat roofs. So Yahweh instigated Nebuchadnezzar to burn the whole place, all the houses, as punishment for what they were doing on the roofs of the houses. We refer back to that. I lost my breath again. There we go. And this is a list. Here we go again with a big list of returning exiles. This corresponds to what was listed in Ezra. And Elohai, that means my God, put into my heart to gather together the nobles and the officials and the people that they might be reckoned by genealogy. Okay? To see whether they're real Israelites. And I found a register, or a scroll, of the genealogy of them, which came up at the first. And found written therein, okay, verses 6 through 60 of Nehemiah is found in Ezra chapter 2, verses 1 through 58. There's going to be some repetition here, okay? Okay, here we go. Verse 5, I read, so let's get into verse 6. These are the children of the province that went up from the captivity of the exile, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, had carried into exile, and return to Jerusalem and to Yehuda, the territory of Yehuda. Everyone unto his city. This is where they came from. Verse 7. Who came with Zerubbabel. These were earlier. Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Raamiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Misperet, Bigwai, Nechum, Baana. The number of the men of the people of Israel was this. Now these are city names coming up. I covered that during Ezra. The children of Parash, the city named Parash. 2,172. The city of Shephatiah, 372. I mispronounced that. Verse 10. The children of Arak, 652. The children of Pakath Moab, of the children of Yeshua and Yoab, 2,818. Verse 12. The children of Elam, the city of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zatu, 845. The children of Zakai, 660. The children of Binui, 648. The children of Bibai, 628. The children of Azgad, 2,322. The children of Adonikam, 667. The children of Bigwai, 2,067. The children of Adin, 655. Now, when they say that, like a score, three score, a score is 20. So it's 20, 40, 60. Okay? That's what a score is. We don't use that terminology anymore, but that's what it means. It means 20. The children of Ater of Hezkiah, 98. The children of Kashum, 328. The children of Betzai, 324. The children of Karif, 112. The children of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anatoth, 128. These are all cities. These are like villages, okay? The men of Beth Azamweth, 42. The men of Kiriath Yearim, Kephira, and Be'eroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. There were two towns called Nebo. Hey, you know, there's multiple towns in our countries with the same name. The children of the other Elam, another city named Elam, 1,254. The children of Karim, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The children of Sana'a, 3,930. Pardon me. The priests. The children of Yediah of the house of Yeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashkur, 1,247. The children of Karim, 1,017. I'm not bothering to read the verse numbers because it's irrelevant. I'm just reading this list. The Lewium, the children of Yeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the children of Hodewa, 74. The singers, the children of Asaph, 148. He was the chief musician for King Dawud. Okay? These are his descendants. Pardon me. The gatekeepers of the children of Shalom, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akub, the children of Katita, the children of Shobai, 138. The Nethinim, not the Unim, those are the temple servants, okay? The children of Zika, the children of Kashufa, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Keros, the children of Siya, the children of Padon, the children of Lebana, the children of Kagaba, the children of Shalmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Gidel, the children of Gachar, the children of Re'iah, the children of Retzin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Paseach, the children of Besai, the children of Meunim, the children of Nephishesim, that's hard to read, the children of Bachbuk, the children of Kakufa, the children of Karkur, the children of Batslith, the children of Mechida, the children of Karsha. Let me clear my lungs here and get a drink of water. This is tough. Oh boy. The children of Barkos, the children of Sisera. Now he was an Israelite, and they had a Sisera that was an enemy of Israel. Okay, in the book of Judges, in the book concerning Deborah, okay? The children of Tamach, the children of Netziach, the children of Katifa, the children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Perida, the children of Ye'ela, the children of Darkon, the children of Gidel, the children of Shephatia, the children of Katil, the children of Pokareth, Hatzabayim. Now, Pokareth and Zabayim are two words, but the Ha, that's an article of, combines those words, okay? Pokareth Hatzabayim, the children of Ammon, all the Nethinim, those are the temple servants, and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. Okay. Verse 61, you can reference Ezra chapter 2, verse 59. And these were those at which went up also from Tel Melach, Tel Karsha, Kerub, Adon, and Immer. But they were not able to tell or to show their forefathers' household, nor their descent, their seed line, whether they were of Israel. Verse 61 shows the ones that were not documented as real Israelites. Okay? They took all kinds of people to Babel, and a lot of people claim they were of Israel that were not. Well, there's a lot that claim to be Israel today that are not. Okay? Verse 62. The children of Deliahu, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 642. Verse 63. And of the priests, the children of Kabiah, the children of Hakots, the children of Barzillai, which took one of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadi, to wife and was called after their name. Pay attention to this verse. 64 and 5. You can reference Ezra 2, verse 62 for verse 64 here. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore, they were desecrated from the priesthood. They kicked them out. You're not priests, you're not even Israel. Verse 65, you can reference Exodus 28:30 and Deuteronomy 33:8. And the Tirshatha said unto them, the Tirshatha is the governor, that they should not eat of the most holy things, those were reserved for the priesthood, till there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim that were on the breastplate of the high priest, and they cast a lot to find out whether they were truly Israel or not, because they couldn't prove it. Well, we got people claiming to be Israel today that have Edomite bloodline. They're not qualified to be Israel. They're the Banksters, and they follow the Babylonian Talmud. Okay, same then, same now. See what I'm talking about? These are comparing to modern times right now. They haven't changed their modus operandi. They've crept in unawares. They've infiltrated the Judeo-Christian churches and their cemetery schools, I call them. And they are pretenders. They are fake. They are phony. And they're destroyers. They're ravening wolves, scattering the sheep. The whole congregation together was 42,360. And you can reference Ezra 2, verse 64 for that. Verse 67, beside their men servants and their maid servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singing men and singing women. You can reference Ezra 2, verse 65 for that. All right, verse 68. Is not in, a part of verse 68 is not in the Hebrew. This is tagged on to the last of 67. Their camels, 435, 6,720 asses. Now, what they've added is their horses, 736, and their mules, 245. That's not in the Hebrew. That's added later by somebody. You see how they've tampered? They've just put stuff in. This is verse 70. In the King James is verse 69. In the Hebrew, they've added that verse. And some of the chiefs of the clans gave unto the work, the Tirshatha, that's the governor, gave to the treasure 1,000. Number 1871, Darkemonim. We don't know what that is. They have drams in the King James Version, but they put that in there because they didn't know how to translate that. 1,000 somethings, the Darkemonim of gold, 50 basins, 530 priest tunics. Now this is verse 70 in the Hebrew. That would be 71 in the King James. And some of the chiefs of the clan gave to the treasure of the work 20,000, again, darkema of gold, 2,200 monim, that is also unknown, of silver. Verse 71, which would be 72 in the King James. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000. And literally in the Hebrew, it is 2 10,000. Again, darkema, we don't know what that is, of gold, and 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 priests' tunics. So dwelt the priest and the Leviim and the gatekeepers and the singers and some of the people and the Nethinims and all Israel in their cities. And when the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Now you can reference 1 Chronicles 9, chapter 2, and Nehemiah, again, 11, verse 3. Now we have chapter 8. This is very, very important here, because Ezra, this goes back to talking about Ezra, reads the Torah to the people, which they had not heard in a long time. Verse 1 of chapter 8, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spoke unto Ezra the scribe to bring the scroll of the Torah of Moshe, which Yahweh had commanded to Israel. Verse 2, and Ezra the priest brought the Torah before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. Verse 3, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from daylight until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people, and it, they inserted, were attentive unto the scroll of the Torah. Verse 4, and Ezra the scribe stood upon a tower, they have pulpit, of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattithiah and Shema and Ananiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Maaseiah on his right hand, and on his left hand Pedaiah and Mishael and Malkiah and Kashum and Kashbadana, Zechariah and Meshulam. Verse 5, and Ezra opened the scroll in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people, standing up on that little pulpit. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Verse 6, and Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great Elohim, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. That means, so be it, so be it. With lifting up of hands, that's lifting up of the holy hands. And they bowed their heads and prostrated to Yahweh with their faces to the ground. They laid down and prostrated before Yahweh. Verse 7, also Yeshua and Bani and Sherebiah Yamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodia, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Yozabad, Hanan, Pelaiah, and the Leviim caused the people to understand the Torah, and the people stood in their place. They were dumbfounded. They absolutely just were eating this up. They couldn't get enough of it. Imagine how I feel when I read it. Wow. I love it. I love his laws. Like King David said in his Psalm 119, I love his laws and his statutes. They're righteous. Verse 8, so they read in the scroll of the Torah of Elohim distinctly and gave the discretion and caused them to understand the reading. Verse 9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, that's the Persian governor of Yehuda, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Leviim that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto Yahweh Elohim, that's your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the peoples wept when they heard the words of the Torah. It was just too much for them. The Holy Spirit was out among them. Oh, this is just tremendous. I can hardly stand this. This is wonderful. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the choice food and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Eat the fat pieces, choice food, okay? For this day is holy unto Yahweh. Now they removed Yahweh into King James and had the Lord put in there. Neither be ye grieved, for the joy of Yahweh is your refuge. Trust in Yahweh. Seek refuge in Him. That's what I tell people today. Don't worry about what the enemy is doing. Yahweh is mightier than all our enemies. He will smash them. So the Leviim stilled all the people, saying, keep silent, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. Verse 12, and all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were made known to them. Praise Yahweh, they understood. I hope people understand what I read. A lot of the people no longer understood the Hebrew well, because they had spoken only Aramaic in Babylon. They had portions in Ezra that were written in Aramaic and in Nehemiah. And they had maybe some additional comments for explanation so the people could understand. They translated things into Aramaic later with the commentary, and they were called the Aramaic Targums. There we have the Feast of Tabernacles, booths. And on the second day were gathered together the chiefs of the clans, this is chapter 8, of all the people, the priest and the Leviim, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the Torah. Verse 14, and they found written in the Torah, which Yahweh had commanded by Moshe, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. Verses 14 and 15, you can reference Leviticus 23, verses 33 through 36, and 39 through 43, and Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 through 15. verse 15, and that they should make heard and pass their voice through all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive tree branches and wood of oleaster. That's wild olives, branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of leafy trees to make booths, 5521, that's Sukkot, as it is written. Well, that's what we're about to do this next month. We will be camping out, and I'll cut a few tree branches and decorate my tent with that. And we will observe this feast as they did right here. I keep telling you, as it was then, so it is now. Here we are. We're about to have another Feast of Tabernacles. Praise Yahweh. I will be there with bells on. I love it. The fellowship is tremendous. Verse 16, so the people went forth and brought them and made themselves Sukkot, booths, tabernacles, everyone on the roof of his house. Okay? And in their courtyards, and in the courtyards of the house of Elohim, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. Everybody put up their little things. Well, we're going down to the Kendall campground here in Kentucky. And there's a whole big mess of people coming. And we're all going to have all kinds of tents all over. And when the feast commences, I will blow the shofar and announce the feast in Hebrew. And we're going to have demonstrations and explanations and fellowship and scripture reading for the whole feast. And it's marvelous. Praise Yahweh. Verse 17. And made all the congregation of them that were come again or returned out of the captivity booths, Sukkot. Okay? It is Chag Sukkot, the festival of booths, brush shelters, and sat under the booths. For since the days of Yahshua, that is the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. They hadn't kept that feast. That's the Yahshua that brought them into the promised land, not the Messiah. Joshua, okay? And there was very great gladness. Well, we're going to have very great gladness at our feast here in Kentucky. And there's going to be feasts all over. People are going to be celebrating this feast. Eli's going to stay a couple of days with us. Then he's going off elsewhere to celebrate with other Christian Israelites, because he's sort of like a senior pastor, okay? And he wants to make everybody feel that they're part and parcel of the Assembly of Christian Israelites, which is EFR. We want everybody included that's of Israel. Verse 18, also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read in the scroll of the Torah of Elohim. We're going to be doing that down there. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according to the ordinance. We will have the eighth great day. We will keep that. That's how it's done. Now, let's see. I've got about 20 minutes. Let me take a look here at chapter 9. Oh, boy. That's 37 verses. In 20 minutes. Yeah, I can get it done. Chapter 9, verse 1. This is about the people confessing their sins. Now, in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and soil upon them. They cast dirt on their head. and the descendants of Israel separated themselves from all children of racial aliens, sons of Nachri, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. They didn't accept these mutts into their congregation. We are not to worship with mutts today. Deuteronomy 23:2, shall not come a mamzer into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. That is a commandment. So the Judeo-Christians that have all these mutts in their congregation are in direct opposition to the commandment of Yahweh. Verse 3, and they stood up in their place and read in the scroll of the Torah of Yahweh Elohenu, Elohechem, pardon me, their God. And one fourth part of the day and another fourth part they confessed and worshiped, that's prostrated before, Yahweh Elohechem, their God. Then stood up upon the ascent of the Levium, Yeshua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shabanya, Buni, Sherebia, Bani, and Kenani, and cried out with a great voice unto Yahweh Elohechem, their God. Then the Levium, Yeshua, and Kadmiel, Bani, Kashabinya, Sherebia, Chodiah, Shabanya, and Petachia said, stand up and bless Yahweh Elohechem, your God. Okay? Forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, that's Yahweh, which is exalted above all blessing in praise. Verse 6, thou, even thou, Yahweh, alone, you have made the sky of skies, with all their hosts, the land and all things that are upon it, the seas and all that is therein, and you make alive them all, and the host of the sky prostrates before thee. That's all the angels, okay? Verse 7, part A of verse 7, you can reference Genesis 11, verse 31, and 12, verse 1. And the second half, you can reference Genesis 17, 5, verse 7. Thou art Yahweh, the Elohim, who did choose Abram, and brought him forth out of Ur of the Chasdi, that's the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham. Verse 8, you can reference Genesis 15, verses 18 through 21. And found his heart faithful before thee, and cut a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanite, that's the Canaanites, the Chitti, that's the Hittites, the Emori, that's the Amorites, and the Perizi, that's the Perizzites, and the Yabusi, that's the Jebusites, and the Girgashi, the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed line, and has performed, 6965, that's made to stand, your words, for righteous are you. Verse 9, you can reference part A, Exodus 3, verse 7, part B, Exodus 14, verses 10 through 12. And did see the affliction of our forefathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the sea of reeds. Verse 10, you can reference Exodus 7, verses 8 through 12, 32. 7:8 through 12:32, and put signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and on all his servants and upon all the people of his land, for you knew that they dealt proudly against them. So did you get you a name as it is this day. He's famous. Everybody's scared of Yahweh. verse 11. You can part A, you can reference Exodus 14, verses 21 through 29. And part B, Exodus 15, verse 45. And you did divide the sea before them so that they passed through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors you threw into the deeps as a stone into the mighty waters. When he collapsed the water of the Sea of Reeds on them when the chariots pursued Israel. Verse 12, you can reference Exodus 13. Verses 21 and 22. Moreover, you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go walk. Verse 13 and 14, you can reference Exodus 19, verse 18 through chapter 23, verse 33. You came down also upon the Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from the sky, and gave them right judgments, upright judgments, and true laws, Torah, good statutes and commandments. 14, and made known unto them thy holy Shabbat, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and Torah by the hand of Moshe your servant. Verse 15, you can reference Exodus 16, verses 4 through 15, Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7, and Deuteronomy 1, 21. And gave them bread from the sky for their hunger, and brought forth water for them from the rock for their thirst, and said to them that they should go in to possess the land which you had lifted your hand to give them. Verse 16 and 17, you can reference Numbers 14, verses 1 through 4, and Deuteronomy 1, verses 26 through 33. But they and our forefathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and listened not to your commandments. Verse 17, you can reference Exodus 34, verse 6, and Numbers 14, verse 18. And refused to listen, neither were mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are an Eloah, that's a poetic form for Elohim, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, that literally long of nose, and of great kindness, and forsook them not. That took a lot. He was long suffering. As we were very stiff-necked. Verse 18, you can reference Exodus 32, verses 1 through 4. Yea, when they had made them a cast calf and said, this is your Elohecha, that's your God, that brought you up from Egypt and had wrought great blasphemy, verses 19 through 21, you can reference Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 through 4. Yet you, in your manifold mercies, forsook them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to give them light and the way in which they should go. Verse 20, you gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not your man, that's what they call manna, okay, 44:78, from their mouth, that's the food, and gave them water for their thirst. Verse 21, yea, 40 years did you sustain them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not grow old, and their feet did not swell. verse 22. You can reference Numbers 21, verses 21 through 35. You gave them kingdoms and people and divided them into corners so they possessed the land of Sihon and the land of the king of Heshbon and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Verse 23, you can reference Genesis 15, verse 5, and 22, verse 15, and Joshua 3, verses 14 through 17. Their children also multiplied you as the stars of the sky and brought them into the land concerning which you had said to their forefathers that they should go in to possess it. Verse 24, you can reference Joshua 11, verse 23. So the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanite, and gave them into their hands, their power, with their kings, and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. Verse 25, you can reference Deuteronomy 6, verses 10 and 11. And they captured fortified cities and a fertile land and possessed houses full of all goods, wells dug, vineyards and olive yards and food trees, trees of food, okay, in abundance, so that they did eat and were filled and became fat, that means prosperous, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. In verse 26, you can reference the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 10 through 20. And 26 through 28 here, you can reference Judges 2, verses 11 through 16. They were disobedient and rebelled against you and cast your Torah behind their backs and slew your prophets which testified against them to turn them to you. And they wrought great blasphemy. Well, what are they doing today? Look at the Judeo-Christians. Therefore you delivered them or gave them into the hand of their enemies for punishment, who oppressed them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto you, you heard them from the sky, and according to your manifold mercies, you gave them saviors, who saved them from the hand of their enemies. Verse 28, you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 12. But after they had rest, they did evil again, or not a return to evil, before you. Therefore, you left them, abandoned them, in the hand of their hated enemy, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried out to you, you heard them from the sky, and many times did you deliver them according to your mercies, over and over and over and over. Verse 29, you can reference Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5. I need a little drink of water here. And testified against them that you might return them unto your Torah. Yet they dealt proudly and listened not unto your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if an Adam do, he shall live in them, and gave a stubborn shoulder, in other words, to be rebellious, and hardened their neck, and would not listen. Verse 30, reference 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 through 18. And 2 Chronicles 36, verses 15 and 16. Yet many years did you prolong to them and testified against them, by your spirit, by the hand of the prophets. Yet they would not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. All the pagan people that oppressed them. Well, these are the ones that are still the enemies. And Nehemiah is having to contend against these people outside that are still enemies. They're traditional enemies. Verse 31. For your great mercy's sake, did you not utterly consume them, nor forsake them? That's or do complete destruction instead of utterly consume, actually. Nor forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful El. That's divine being. Verse 32, you can reference 2 Kings 15, verses 19 and 29, and chapter 17, verses 3 through 6, and Ezra chapter 4, verses 2 and 10. Now therefore, our Elohim, the great, the mighty, and the awesome El, who keeps covenant and loving kindness, let not all the hardship seem little before you that has found us, on our kings, on our officers, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our forefathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Asher, that's Assyria, unto this day. You are righteous in all that is brought upon us, for you have done faithfully, but we have done wickedly. Verse 34. Neither have our kings, our officers, our priests, nor our forefathers kept your Torah, nor listened unto your commandments and your testimonies by which you did testify against them. Verse 35, for they in their kingdom and in your great goodness that you gave them and in the large and fertile land which you gave before them have not served thee, neither turned they from their wicked deeds. Verse 36, behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that you gave unto our forefathers to eat the fruit of and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. Verse 37. And it yields much increase unto the kings who you have set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our beasts, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And that ends chapter 9 in the Hebrew. Now, verse 38 is chapter 10, verse 1 in Hebrew. It is the last verse of 9 in English, but I will be putting it in with chapter 10 when I start again on Monday. So we've got 7 through 9 done today, and we're at the end of the hour. So I will say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. Keep the feasts.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.